ఓం నమో భగవతే రుద్రాయ, ఓం నమస్తే రుద్రమన్యవ ఉతోత ఇషవే నమః. నమస్తే అస్తు ధన్వనే బాహుభ్యాముతతే నమః.
Sai Ram, and welcome to yet another segment of Love to Love. This is Chandra Vijay, and I hope you're having a beautiful week. Now, Bhagwan, on the 11th of October, 1983, said, Veda is the source of all dharmas, and dharma expresses itself through yajna. The goal of Vedas is the fruitfulness of yajnas. All yajnas originated from Yajurveda. The meaning of the root yaj is worship of God and charity. The purpose of Yajurveda is to promote the welfare of the world through the rituals of yagas and yajnas. As we all know, the Atirudra Mahayajna was recently conducted in our dear Lord's abode in Vrindavan Ashram. And to understand the magnificence and significance of this yajna, let us go back to August of 2006 and recall Bhagwan's words and stories he shared with us. Stay tuned.
ప్రభుం ప్రాణనాథం విభుం విశ్వనాథం జగన్నాథనాథం సదానందభాజం భవద్భవ్యభూతేశ్వరం భూతనాథం శివం శంకరం శంభుమీశానమీదే గలేరుండమాలం తనః సర్పజాలం మహాకాలకాలం గణేశాదిపాలం జటాజూటగంగోత్తరంగైర్విశాలం శివం శంకరం శంభుమీశానమీడే ముదామాకరం మండనం మండయంతం మహామండలం భస్మభూషాదరం తం అనాదిం హ్యపారం మహామోహమారం శివం శంకరం శంభుమీశానమీడే.
So during the yajna that was conducted then, our Swami on the inaugural day, that is on the 9th of August 2006, lovingly said, the land of Bharat is like a teacher to all the countries in the world. Where else would Lord Shiva incarnate except in such a sacred land as Bharat? This yajna is being conducted for the welfare of the world. There is a very important aspect of this yajna. The Atirudra Mahayajna protects and fosters the divine nature in the human beings while rejecting and diminishing the demonic qualities. Thus, it works for the welfare of humanity.
Namaste astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya.
So what is Sri Rudram? Also known as Rudra Prashna, it is a hymn devoted to Lord Shiva. It is part of the Krishna Yajurveda and one of the greatest of the Vedic hymns for all-round benefits and to remove all maladies and obstacles. Sri Rudram is in two parts. The first part is known as Namakam because of the repeated use of the word Namo in it. In this sacred hymn, the devotee repeatedly salutes the Lord, who pervades the animate and the inanimate, tangible and intangible, visible and invisible aspects of creation. It is said that Sri Rudra is a great purifier, which when repeatedly chanted with devotion can atone the worst of the sins. In the words of the head priest of the yajna, Sri Nanjunda Dikshit, one can attain mukti or all material benefits for enjoyment of life on earth and mukti, which is freedom from the ills of the world. An important aspect to note is what Dr. Kashyap, the director of Sri Aurobindo Kapali Shastri Institute of Vedic Culture, conveyed when he said, the mantras we chant are potent and full of power, but it manifests only if we chant it with full of faith. It is said, if one rudra, that is 11 times the 11 stanzas of Namakam, chanted along with one stanza of Chamakam by a single person, that is one rudra. So one rudra means 11 times the 11 stanzas of Namakam chanted along with one stanza of Chamakam by a single person, it can free you from all childhood diseases. Now similarly, three Rudras, I explained what is one Rudra is, now you make that three times, that becomes three Rudras. Three Rudras can destroy imminent difficulties which one faces. Likewise, five Rudras can free one from the evil effects of certain planets occupying unfavorable positions. Seven Rudras can dissolve one's greatest fear. Nine Rudras can confer the fruit of one Vajapaya sacrifice, which is believed to bring in bountiful crop and plentiful water, and also attainment of peace of mind. 11 Rudras can bestow one with great wealth and favor of the high and mighty. 33 Rudras can fulfill all material desires and bless one to be free of enemies. 77 Rudras grant enjoyment of great happiness. And 99 results in attainment of progeny and prosperity, dharma, artha, kama and moksha. Now just imagine the benefits that this hymn can confer when chanted over 1,000 times. During the Atirudra Mahayajna, the Rudram is chanted, the prescribed, 14,641 times, accompanied by the Vedic fire ritual or homam. Now just imagine the benefits that this can confer. Now coming back to the August of 2006, on the second day of the Yajna, that is on the 10th of August 2006, while speaking of Yajnas, Bhagavan said, we do not find the performance of sacred rituals like yajnas and yagas anywhere else in the world. People think that offering oblations in fire is yajna, but true yajna is offering oneself to God, please God, and to become worthy of His love. Yajna should not be performed for attaining selfish ends. It should be performed for the welfare of the entire world. In Bharat, people have been performing yajnas and yagas since ancient times. Yajnas and yagas were performed even in Treta Yuga. But demons tried to disrupt the yajnas because they did not understand the significance of the Vedas. With the advent of Dwapara Yuga, people made an attempt to understand the truth and significance about the performance of the yajnas and yagas. King Janaka did not attain satisfaction despite performing many yajnas and yagas. Being educated, people should understand the meaning of yajnas and yagas. In fact, it is necessary that everyone should involve himself in the performance of the yajnas and yagas. It only means that whatever actions one does should be to please God. We should have the firm conviction that whatever we do only to please God. Now Bhagwan then follows it up with an important observation and a reminder for all of us to keep a check on how much time do we really spend to make an inquiry within. So here is a discourse clip.
It only means that one should perform with a complete conviction that whatever that one does,
Anugadugulaku Daivam yokka priti manlo avirbhavinchali.
In every cell of our body, it should be an offering to God to please Him. What all I am doing is only to please God. And in fact, you are born for this purpose to please God. The life does not revolve around the food, raiment and shelter, eating and drinking alone.
కాని మానవుడు తన యొక్క జీవితం ధన్యం చేసుకునే విధమంటుంది.
In fact, man should live for his own liberation, redemption.
తన సత్యాన్ని తాను గుర్తించాలి.
He should know his own truth, his own nature.
ఎవరిని చూసినాము మనము మీరెవరండి 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 అని ప్రశ్నిస్తాము.
Whosoever we come across, we go on inquiring, who are you, who are you?
కాని తానెవరో తను గుర్తించుకోవడానికి ప్రయత్నించడం లేదు.
But the man is not making an attempt to know his own nature to begin with.
Who am I?
He doesn't put a question.
మొట్టమొదటి నీవెవరో నీవు గుర్తించుకుంటే పనులు ఎవరో నీకు తెలుసుకోవడానికి వీలవుతుంది.
So if you find an answer to this question, who am I? Then you would be able to understand others.
ఈనాడు who are you? ఈ అంత ప్రశ్నలు వేసి వ్యర్థం చేస్తున్నారు కాలమును.
Today we go on putting this question, who are you, who are you, and thus waste time.
Vatado nivasam, mahatatahasam, mahapapanasham, sadasuprakasham. Girisham, Ganesham, Suresham, Mahesham, Shivam, Shankaram, Shambhumi, Shanamide. Sharaschandra Gatram, Ganananda Patram, Trinetram, Pavitram, Ganeshasya Mitram. Aparna Kalatram, Sada Satcharitram, Shivam, Shankaram, Shambhumi, Shanamide. Kapalam Trishulam Karabhyam Dadanam Padam Bhojanam Dayakamam Dadanam Bali Vardayanam Suranam Pradanam Shivam Shankaram Shambhumi Shanamide. Girindratmajasam Gruhitartadeham Girau samstitam sarvada sannageham Parabrahma brahmadibhirvandyamanam Shivam Shankaram Shambhumi Shanamide. Haram sarpaharam chitabhuviharam Bhavam vedasaram sadanirvikaram Smashane vasantam manojam dahantam Shivam Shankaram Shambhumi Shanamide. Stavamya prabhate nara shulapane Pate stotra ratnam tviha prapya ratnam Suputram sudanyam sumitram kalatram Vichitrai samaradhya moksham prayati Vichitrai samaradhya moksham prayati Vichitrai samaradhya moksham prayati.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It is surely only our Swami who can explain Atma Tattva in simple words and also remind us how to attain it. Now, on the following day, that is on the 11th of August 2006, Bhagwan's message to all of us were, and I quote, "The most important and innate quality of a human being is love. It is an inborn gift from the mother. Love is God. Live in love. You must lead your life with love. Whomever you come across, consider them as embodiments of God. Even when you come across someone who hates you, offer your salutations to him. Then only can you be considered as a real human being. Be constantly aware of the fact that Swami is the eternal witness to everything that goes on in this world, and he is watching you. Do not associate yourself with disruptive groups. It is only when you join such aggressive groups that differences of all sorts grow. There are several such groups in the world today. Not one individual is to be found who is not a member of some group or the other. The only difference is the extent up to which one involves oneself in such groups. The one who constantly contemplates on God is the noblest of all human beings. Sarvada sarvakaleshu sarvatra harichintanam. Everywhere, at all times, under all circumstances, contemplate on God. Hence, one has to spend one's time constantly in the contemplation of God. Even your body has to be engaged in God's work. Your entire life must be filled with divinity. It is only when one leads a divine life that one's intellect blossoms. Life will become divine only when devotion to God is developed. Humanness will be sanctified and one's life will be fulfilled. First and foremost, live like real human beings. Then only can you attain divinity. And Swami concluded the discourse with these words.
Premasvarupulara.
Embodiments of love.
Neeru premasvarupule.
You are embodiments of love.
Prema lekunda oka kshanamaina nee undadevu.
You cannot live for a moment without love.
Deenni enni rakamlainaatundi antano nee marchukochu.
You can go on changing in any form.
Kanuka premasvarupulaga maarandi.
Become the very personification of love.
Kramakramena ee devatvanni pondandi.
slowly, gradually attain divinity. This is the main message of our most beloved Bhagavan.
We
have a couple of days to come. There are lots of things that could be told to you.
So likewise, Swami in his benevolence imparted eternal words of wisdom each day of the yajna. On the 12th of August 2006, Bhagwan very lovingly said, "Duty is God, work is worship. Follow these twin principles in life. Do not put undue burden of responsibilities on yourself. God is there to shoulder the responsibility of everyone. Where is the cause for worry when God is there to take care of us? You keep on worrying because your understanding of this truth is only theoretical. You should not be like that. Once you offer everything to God, you should be free from worries. You can experience peace only when you are free from worries. You may perform any number of yajnas and yagas and undertake any number of spiritual practices, but all these are useless if the underlying meaning is not understood. You may forget anything in this world, but never forget God. Keep your mind always focused on God. This is my message for you today." You know, Swami also conveyed a poignant story of love through a World War story of a mother and her son. And here is that story.
Nobody can describe in depth or profundity the relationship that lies between the child and the
mother.
At one time there was Rangoon War.
ఈ రంగూన్ వారి లోపల తప్పించుకుని తల్లి కుమారుడు ఇద్దరు కూడా బయటపడ్డారు.
The mother and the child could escape from the effects of the war there in Rangoon.
కాని చేరి ఒక పల్లెకు చేరారు.
They reached a village.
విలేజ్ చేరి ఏదో తల్లి అటు ఇటు చేరి కొంచెం బిచ్చమెత్తేది కుమారుడు పెట్టేది.
The mother went round the village begging and she fed her child.
కానీ కుమారుడు భోంచేసేది ఆయన నిద్రపోయేవాడు.
The son used to partake the food brought by mother and goes to sleep.
కొన్ని దినములు చూస్తాడు తల్లి చాలా బక్కబడిపోయింది.
The son could notice the mother becoming weak and weaker day by day.
చూచాడు, "అమ్మా, ఎందుకు నీవు ఈ విధంగా భోంచేయట్లేదా? చాలా నీవు బడబడిపోయావు" అని చెప్పాడు.
The son asked the mother, "Mother, why are you not eating? Why is that you are so weak now?"
"Naina, naaku ekku bichyam chikkatavaledu, takku chikkutundi. Nenu neeku petti nenu pastuntunnanu."
The mother said, "As I go round for begging, I am not going to get enough of alms around. Therefore, I could not eat and I have to feed you."
Appadi nunchi kumarudu bayaledu.
Right from that day, it was the turn of the son.
"Amma, nee intilo undu."
He asked the mother to stay back.
"Nene bichimettutanu."
"I will go and beg."
"Nene bichimetti neeku andistanu annadu."
He said, "I will go and beg and feed you, bring food for you."
Konni dinamulu bichimettadu.
And he begged for a couple of days.
Tallini poshinchadu.
And he could help his mother.
Konni dinamulu aina tarvata pillavadu chaala chinna vaipoyadu.
In the process, the boy was so thin and weak.
Oka intiki velli పవతి బిచ్చాన్ దేహి అన్నాడు.
ద బాయ్ వెంట్ టు ద డోర్ స్టెప్ ఆఫ్ ద హౌస్ హోల్డర్ అండ్ బెగ్ ఫర్ ఫుడ్ పవతి బిచ్చాన్ దేహి.
వరండా లోపల ఆ ఇంటి యజమానుడు ఈజ్ చైర్ లో కూర్చొని పేపర్ చదువుతున్నాడు.
ది హౌస్ హోల్డర్ ద మాస్టర్ ఆఫ్ ద హౌస్ వాస్ కంఫర్టబుల్లీ సీటెడ్ ఆన్ అన్ ఈజీ చైర్ అండ్ హీ వాస్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ ద న్యూస్ పేపర్.
బిచ్చాన్ దేహి అన్నాడు.
ద బాయ్ సెడ్ బిచ్చాన్ దేహి ఐ వాంట్ ఫుడ్.
నాకు చాలా ఆకలిగా ఉన్నది.
The boy said, "I am very hungry."
నాకు కొంత బిచ్చమైనా పెట్టండి అన్నాడు.
He said, "Please serve me at least little food."
చెప్పాడు, "మరి నాయన నీవు చిన్నవాడు కదా, నీవు భోజనం లేకుండా ఎత్తి నీవు పిలుస్తున్నావు, నీవు భోంచేసేయాలా అన్నాడు.
The master asked, "You are so young, why don't you work and feed yourself?"
"కూర్చో, నేను ఇంటిలో వెళ్లి బిచ్చం తీసుకుని వస్తాను."
And then somehow later, he asked him to be seated, went inside to fetch food.
ఓ తట్టలో కొంచెం అన్నం పెట్టుకుని కొంచెం సాంబార్ వేసుకుని తెచ్చి ఆ పిల్లవాడికి ఇచ్చాడు.
అండ్ హీ బ్రాట్ ఇన్ ఎ ప్లేట్ the food and also sambar and other items to eat and gave it to him. The boy saw that. I don't want. First, my mother needs this food. That anything happened to me. This food must reach my mother first.
Ante ఏమిటా చెప్తున్నాడు అని చెవు దగ్గర పెట్టి విన్నాడు.
The householder went close to him and he was trying to listen very carefully by being near.
మొదలు అమ్మకు.
The boy went on repeating, the food first meant for mother, first for mother.
చూచాడు అన్నాడు, కింద పడ్డాడు.
So seeing the boy fell down.
పడి ప్రాణమిచ్చాడు.
And he breathed his last, he died.
భోజనం పెట్టేటప్పటికి ఆమె కూడా ప్రాణం ఇచ్చింది.
After listening to the words of the boy that the food is meant for the mother in the first instance, when the food is brought to the mother, well, she also breathed her last.
కనుక తల్లి ప్రేమ బిడ్డ పైన, బిడ్డ ప్రేమ తల్లి పైన అన్యోన్యమైనటువంటి రీతిగా అభివృద్ధి కావాలి.
Therefore, the intimate love should go on increasing between the mother and the child.
ఈనాడు తల్లి అంటే ప్రేమ కుమారుడికి లేదు.
But today, the son doesn't love his mother.
Kumaru ante taliki prema ledu.
So also mother has no love for her son.
Ippudanta swartham.
And today, selfishness.
Kanaka ee prema ne lekudina praname undadu.
When there is no love, there is no life.
Kanaka ee prema ne pranamu.
Bhagavan says love is life.
Tallini preminchali.
One has to necessarily love one's own mother.
తల్లి బిడ్డలు ప్రేమించాలి.
ఆల్సో మదర్ షుడ్ లవ్ ద సన్.
తల్లి బిడ్డలకు అన్యోన్య ప్రేమ ఉండాలి.
దేర్ షుడ్ బి ఇంటిమేట్ లవ్ బిట్వీన్ ద బోత్.
అది లేకుండా ప్రాణమే లేదు, జీవితమే కాదు.
బిరెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ లవ్ ఇస్ నో లైఫ్ ఎట్ ఆల్.
నాగేంద్రహారాయ త్రిలోచనాయ భస్మాంగరాజాయ మహేశ్వరాయ నిత్యాయ శుద్ధాయ దిగంబరాయ తస్మై నకారాయ నమః శివాయ. మందాకినీ సలిల చందన చర్చితాయ నందీశ్వర ప్రమథనాథ మహేశ్వరాయ. మందారముఖ్య బహు పుష్పసు పూజితాయ తస్మై మకర మహితాయ నమః శివాయ. శివాయ గౌరీ వదనాభ్య బృంద సూర్యాయ దక్ష భరణాశకాయ శ్రీనీలకంఠాయ వృషధ్వజాయ తస్మై శిఖరాయ నమః శివాయ. వశిష్ఠ
బ్రదర్ వినయ్ కుమార్, హు ఓవర్సా ద Atharidra Mahayajna festivities in 2006, said, "On the 13th of June, when I submitted this humble prayer at the lotus feet to allow us to perform this yajna on the same day, Swami said, 'You watch what I will do. You're bringing it as this small proposal. Now you see what I will make out of it.'" Recalling the level of involvement of Swami, Brother Vinay said, "The dates of the yajna were fixed by Swami very meticulously. The location of the Shivalingam, right here in the center of this hall, was his direction. Out of his mercy, he said, every person in this hall, every individual, the last person sitting in the hall should also be able to witness the Abhishekam being performed to the Lingam. Every fire altar which is put up here, the layout of this yajnashala, was personally decided by Bhagwan. The coloring of the Homakuntas, the selection of the lingam, the methodology for setting up of this mantap, it was all personally advised, instructed, directed and put into action by him. We, of course, have been fortunate to be used as his worthy instruments. For the first time, probably in the history of this avatar, he released an invitation in the Sanatana Sarathi, inviting people for this yajna. He commanded and ensured advertisements were sent through newspapers all over the country, inviting them to participate in this yajna. And Brother Vinay Kumar continues to say, each time I took some aspect of planning related to the yajna to Swami, he would say, you don't take any tension on your head. You remove all your worries from your head and transfer it to me. I will take care of everything. I will ensure that everything goes through smoothly. You don't worry about anything. And indeed, Swami took care of everything. At this juncture, I'm going to play an excerpt of a talk that Brother Vinay gave in Vrindavan Ashram in the year 2012, where he narrates a very touching incident that is sure to leave your eyes moist with joy.
There was another incident which touched me so much. It was one afternoon, it was during the days when the Atirudra Mahayagna was going on in Prashanti Nilayam. I remember one afternoon we were running around and there was a lot of work to be completed. I had not had my breakfast. I had not had lunch. A lot of work was pending for the afternoon session. And suddenly Swami sent word around 12:45. They'd asked him to come. I went home. I entered the dining hall. Swami was seated there. The secretary of our trust, the former secretary, was standing there. And Swami says, Uta Madilva? I said, Illa Swami, Kutko. So I said, Swami, how can I sit on the same table where you have your food? I will sit down. I was hungry, believe me. I was very hungry. And when somebody offers you food and when somebody offers it with so much love, how can you refuse? I said, Swami, I'll sit down and I'll eat. Mele Kutko. And he made me sit. And then he fills up the plate with everything. Then he says, Ivattu yav divasa? I said, Ivattu Krishna Janmashtami. It was Janmashtami on that day. Oh ho, so naan uta kodbeku. He takes his chair close. Papa, thai tande idre uta kodta idru. Yaru illa, nane kodbeku. So he takes every hand and feeds. And from that chair, because he had to really strain and put his hands into my mouth and give those few mouthfuls of food. I did not know what to do. I actually said, Swami, at this moment, please take away my prana. Because I don't think I can ever have so much love again in my life. This is too much, you know, this much of love, I don't think anybody can give to anyone. Why should he call and give food and feed me? He says, Illa Bangaru Thako. He goes on. I said, Swami, your fingers, they are into my mouth. Why? He said, take away my prana now, Swami. It is enough. He says, prana toko mitre nan kelsa yar martare. Hoga arrangements madu. As if nothing happened. He takes you into the depths of that divine love. He soaks you, bathes you, immerses you in that love. And then the disciplinarian in him, the mother in him, the merciful Lord in him, to put you on the path, to teach you non-attachment, go and do your work. So he sent me back and work went on. This incident was again so touching. Later on, in fact, once when he called home for lunch, he was feeding us with so many things. Finally, at one stage, there was some bangan masala or something which was served. And I was not touching it. And the Swami kept on watching. Then he said, hey, Tinu. I was trying to be too smart. I said, Swami, idella tamasik. He said, nan jote yen tagondru adu sattvik agutte. Tinu. So he made me eat that. And of course, my hand was itching to have it. But you know, you have to prove your extra smartness, no? So, then he gave chocolate ice cream, vanilla ice cream, butterscotch. They came in one ready sequence and they went through the gullet smoothly, steadily, as fast as it could. And after that he says, last ice cream yaudu? Said chocolate. Chocolate thinle bardu. You must not have chocolate ice cream only. Now, anyway, they have made a mistake. I'll give you fruits now. So then fruits come. Variety of fruits keep coming. And after the fruits are taken, finally when we were all coming to Swami to take his namaskar before leaving, he says, Bangaru, uta seriyaga agilla. After all this, he says, next time nane ready maadi kodtini. So this kind of love on and off was a little too much to, you know, fathom, I think. It was not too much to understand, but it was too much to fathom because only God can give this kind of love.
पठे शिव सन्निधौ शिवलोकमवाप्नोति शिवेन सह मोदते.
Let us take a look at what some of the participants of the Yajna had to say regarding the Atirudra Mahayajna that was conducted in the August of 2006. Now let us begin with the chief priest of the Yajna, Sri Nanjunda Dikshit. When he was granted an interview by Bhagwan, he mentioned to Bhagwan that the Atirudra Mahayajna would give a lot of tripti, that is satisfaction, to Lord Shiva. Bhagwan then immediately said, but I have a lot of tripti. My tripti is in your tripti. And continued to say, if you listen to what I say, then I will have a lot of tripti. Profound words indeed. Now in the words of Professor Ramaswamy, a founder director of the prestigious Indian Institute of Management, Bangalore, he said, this Atirudra Mahayajna is a superb example of organization management of the highest perfection. As a teacher for the last 50 years, I have not seen anywhere such decorum, discipline, demeanor, perfection. This is based on spirituality, ethics, morals, meditation, law of order, law of karma, etc. My tribute and my admiration to Mr. Vinay Kumar and his group of volunteers, the Ritviks and all those who were behind him, who have sacrificed everything they want with ananda, with a spiritual provocation, strength, which you cannot find even in professors working under me who get 20,000 rupees per hour. One thing that touched me the most is that it is not the mandatory 132 Ritviks alone who chanted the Vedas, but from the tiny tots of primary school onwards to the illiterate devotees who joined in the chanting of Namaka and Chamaka, irrespective of the caste, creed or gender. So the number, total number, if you see, it was actually much more than 14,641, which is the prescribed number. In any yajna performed before, there never was a chance for people of other beliefs to see such an occasion, let alone chant the Vedas. In other words, the spirit of Namakam, Namo Mahadhyaha Kshullakephyaschavo Namah. Salutation to the Lord in the mighty as well as in the lowly. was practically demonstrated in the presence of Bhagwan. And if this can happen anywhere, it can be only in Prashantinilayam. Now, while speaking about the Yajnam, Sri Vedanarayan, who is a Sanskrit teacher in the Sri Satya Sai Higher Secondary School, says, "Never in the history of mankind was such a Yajna performed in the immediate presence of the avatar, who was the Yajna Karta, that is, performer of the sacrifice, and the Yajna Bhokta, that is, receiver of the oblations for the welfare of the whole world." You know, once a devotee asked Swami, "Swami, you say all yajnas are conducted for loka kalyana, that is, welfare of the world. But why are all yajnas conducted in India alone?" You know, Swami gave a beautiful reply to this by saying, he said, "All the nations in the world are like the coaches and India is the engine. We need to ignite fire only in the engine." And here is an audio of Bhagwan's discourse on 13th and 14th of August 2006, where Swami shares with us the stories of Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu and Dasharatha and Ram, wherein he conveyed to us pearls of divine wisdom through these stories.
Prahladuni chaduvuku pampichadu Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranyakashipu father sent his son Prahlada to schooling.
Kani teachers chala neetulanta bodhincharu.
The teachers taught him all ethics morals.
కానీ ఒకనాడు తండ్రి పిచ్చి తొడపైన కూర్చొని పెట్టుకుని నాయన ఏమి నేర్చినావు నీవు.
One day father called him, made him sit on his lap and asked him, "Son, what have you
learned?" తండ్రి నేర్చుతున్న అన్ని విద్యలు.
The boy said, "I learned all forms of knowledge."
ఏది ఒకటి చెప్పు అన్నాడు.
Then the father asked, "Repeat one, tell me one you have learned."
చదివితి ధర్మార్థ కామమోక్షములునే.
He said, the boy said, "I have learnt all the four essential objectives of life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha."
Sadhviti dharma, artha, kama, moksha, mulune. Sadhviti karavu pekkuru.
I have learnt many, many forms of knowledge.
Sadhulalo marvam ella sadhviti tandri ennadu.
Father, I have learnt the very secrets and the mystery of knowledge.
Edi, aaku sadhvinatundi koppalu okkate enavu cheppu ennadu.
And the father said, "Tell me one, the greatest, that you have learnt."
Character is very important.
Character is very important.
Character లేనటువంటి వాడు పశువుతో సమానము.
The one without character is equal to an animal.
అనేటప్పటికి తండ్రి కోపం వచ్చింది.
The father was angry.
ఈ విధంగా చెప్పేటప్పటికి అందరికీ కూడా చాలా ఆశ్చర్యం వేసింది.
All were very much surprised listening to the answer.
ఒక ఆమెను పిలిచాడు.
And he called a lady.
ఈమె ఎవరు అన్నాడు.
He said, "Who is she?"
"She is my mother," అన్నాడు.
Prahlada said,
"Kani mother kadu, servant."
"He's just a servant."
"Eme na mother," annadu.
And he called her as his mother.
Adavarandarni pilichadu.
All women were called to come close.
"Veerandaru evaru?" annaru.
"Yes, who are they?"
"Chinna varandaru na chellendu, pedda varandaru na akkalu."
He said, "All younger to me are my sisters, younger sisters, elders of elders."
Ee vidhanga cheppetappudiki talliki burra terigindi.
It had got an impact on the father.
Veeni pai unnatundi kopam cheta adhyapakulu rendu pichadu.
And out of anger he summoned the spiritual gurus, teachers.
Kani vaarini pichi vaarini chakkaga dandinchadu.
And they were called and they were punished.
Ivani nerpalsindi.
Is this the teaching that you are supposed to give him?
Ee pillaliki em matram nerpakoddu.
You should not teach such things to children.
Vaaru sahajanga vaaru peddavaraipotaru.
They naturally grow.
వారు ఈ మార్గంలో ప్రవేశిస్తారు.
Actually they get into this path.
తండ్రి చెప్పేటప్పటికి వారికి భయమేసింది.
And all teachers were afraid on listening to the words of the father.
కానీ స్కూలుకు వెళ్లి ఆ పిల్లవాడిని అనేక విధములుగా కూడాను కొట్టి తిట్టి దండించినారు.
The boy was beaten. He was punished repeatedly there in the school.
అప్పుడు ఆ పిల్లవాడు చెప్పాడు.
Then the boy said,
"గురూజీ, మీరందరూ కూడాను నాకు బోధించేటువంటి బోధకులా."
"Teachers, do you really teach me?"
తండ్రి హరిచేయరు అనేది తండ్రి తండ్రి.
"Who is the father? He is the true father if he asks me to go closer to God."
అట్టనే గురువులు కూడాను నాకు బోధించాలి.
"Likewise the teachers should teach me."
ఇది బోధించకుండా ప్రాపంచికమైనటువంటి విషయవాసంలో నన్ను ముంచిపెట్టున్నాను.
"But on the other hand you are teaching me all worldly matters."
ఇది నాకు అక్కర్లేదు.
"This I don't want."
అక్కడి నుంచి బయలుదేరాడు.
And he started returning.
హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి బోల్ హరి హరి బోల్ హరి హరి బోల్.
He started singing the glory of God, name of God, Haribol, Haribol.
Hari gante michinatvanti vaaru leru.
There is no one beyond Hari God.
Ee Paramatmudu Eeshwarudu kante michinatvanti vaaru leru.
And no one is greater than Ishwara, God himself.
Eeshwarude andariki mukhyam.
Ishwara is most important for everybody.
సర్వుడు ఎందుకు ఉన్నటువంటిది ఈశ్వరుడే.
ఇస్ ఓన్లీ ఈశ్వర హూ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఎవ్రీ వన్.
ఈశ్వర సర్వభూతారాం.
ఈశ్వర ఇస్ ప్రెసెంట్ ఇన్ ఆల్ బీయింగ్.
కనుక అట్టి ఈశ్వరాన్ని బోధించాలి.
దట్ డివైన్ ప్రిన్సిపల్ షుడ్ బి టాట్.
ఆ విధంగా మీరు కూడాను బయలుదేరిపోయి మీరు ఒక ప్రహ్లాదుడిగా భావన పెట్టుకుని మీరందరికీ దైవత్వాన్ని పూజించడానికి దైవత్వాన్ని తరించడానికి తగినటువంటి ఉత్సాహాన్ని అందించాలని నా ఆశ.
Bhagavan desires that the youth and youngsters should go like that. Prahlada, sharing, singing the glory of God, sharing this divinity, divine principle with the members of the society.
And here is another story from the 14th of August.
As per the command of Dasharatha, in accordance with the promise given to Kaika, Rama had to go to the forest.
ఎన్ని దినములు? 14 వర్షములు.
హౌ లాంగ్? 14 ఇయర్స్.
అది మందర యొక్క మాట.
దాట్ ఈస్ ది టీచింగ్. దాట్ ఈస్ వాట్
ఎంత పెద్ద రాణి అయినప్పటికీ మందర సర్వెంట్ మాట వినింది.
కైకా హ్యాడ్ టు పే హీడ్ టు ది వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సర్వెంట్.
కనుక సర్వెంట్ మాట వినకూడదు.
దేర్ఫోర్ నో షుడ్ నో వన్ షుడ్
ఓనర్ మాట వినాలే.
వన్ షుడ్ హియర్ ఓనర్ ఓన్లీ.
అప్పుడు ఆమె చాలా దుఃఖపడింది.
And she felt miserable.
Parda, nenu kuda nee vente vastanu.
Said, I too will follow you.
Naaku patiye daivamu.
My husband is my God.
Naaku sarvamu naaku patiye.
And my whole life centers around the husband.
Kariki pati unna chotane sati undali.
Where pati, the husband is there, sati, the wife has to stay.
Pachata iddaru kudanu prayanamainappudu daggara unnatundi sodarudu lakshmanudu anna nenu nee tammudunu.
When both of them, Rama and Sita, were proceeding ahead,
veeru etta vacharu.
And he followed them.
Sumitra ku puttinatunti varu Bharata Shatrughnudu.
And they were born to Sumitra.
Sumitra goppa gunavanturalu.
Sumitra is a noble lady.
Sumitra manchi mitrudainatundi.
Sumitra, a good friend.
Naaku iddaru puttaru.
I have two sons.
ఒక కుమారుడు రాముని సేవ, రెండో కుమారుడు లక్ష్మణుని సేవ.
వన్ విల్ సర్వ్ రామ, ది అదర్ విల్ సర్వ్ భరత.
ఎట్టైనా మా కుమారుడికి రాజ్యం రాదు.
ఇన్ ఎనీ వే మై సన్ ఇస్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ టు బి ద రూలర్.
కాబట్టి రాములైతే రామునికి సేవ చేస్తాడు.
అండ్ ద వన్ హూ సర్వ్స్ రామ నేచురల్లీ నోస్ దట్ రామ విల్ బి ద రూలర్.
లేక లక్ష్మణుడైతే లక్ష్మణుడికి సేవ చేస్తాడు.
అండ్ అదర్వైజ్ హీ హాస్ టు సర్వ్ లక్ష్మణ్.
లక్ష్మణ్ సేవ చేస్తూ వచ్చాడు శత్రుఘ్నుడు.
దేర్ఫోర్ శ్రీ శత్రుఘ్న వెంట్ ఆన్ సర్వింగ్.
రామునికి సేవ చేస్తూ వచ్చాడు లక్ష్మణుడు.
అండ్ లక్ష్మణ సర్వ్డ్ రామచంద్ర.
లక్ష్మణి యొక్క గుణము చాలా అచ్చడమైనటువంటి.
అండ్ ద క్యారెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ లక్ష్మణ్ ఈస్ వెరీ నోబుల్.
వారి ఇరువురు కూడాను అరణ్యంలో వెళ్లారు.
బోత్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ వర్ ప్రొసీడింగ్ టువర్డ్స్ ద ఫారెస్ట్.
అన్ని కష్టములు పడ్డారు.
దే ఫేస్డ్ ఆల్ డిఫికల్టీస్ అండ్ ప్రాబ్లమ్స్.
అందరికీ తెలిసినటువంటి విషయమే.
All these things are known to everybody.
కానీ కొంతసేపు రామ సీత ఇద్దరు కూర్చొని మాట్లాడుతూ ఉండగా లక్ష్మణుడు ఆ స్పాట్ వదిలిపెట్టి,
when Rama and Sita were conversing, Lakshmana left that spot.
ఆ స్పాట్ వదిలిపెట్టి కొంచెం దూరం బయలుదేరారు.
He was walking to a long distance, leaving their company.
అప్పుడు లక్ష్మణుకు ఒక విధమైనటువంటి చెడు బుద్ధి పుట్టింది.
And it was the time when Lakshmana developed bad thoughts.
Anna, enduku mariki kashtamulanta kuda undali?
The brother, why should we have all these difficulties?
Manam Ayodhyaku veldamu.
Why should we go to the forest? Why?
Sukhamga jeevistamu.
And let's go back and be happy.
Ee Sitaku enduku indiki baada?
Why should Sita suffer?
Ee rakshasula madhyalo manam Sitanu kaapaadukolemu.
It's not possible to protect her in the midst of the demons around.
Cheppetappudiki Ramuniki tochindi.
Rama could understand.
ఇది స్థల మహాత్మ్యమైన.
ఇట్ ఈస్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ప్లేస్ వేర్ దే వర్.
ఆ లక్ష్మణ్ తీసుకుని పోయి,
అండ్ హి టుక్ లక్ష్మణ్ అలాంగ్ విత్ హిమ్.
లక్ష్మణ, ఇది నీ గుణం కాదు.
is not your quality.
ఈ స్థల మహత్యము.
It is the effect of the place where
ఈ స్థలములో రాక్షసులంతరు సంచరిస్తున్నారు.
This place where demons moved around.
ఈ రాక్షసులు సంచరించినటువంటి స్థలం కనుకనే రాక్షస గుణములు నీలో వచ్చినాయి.
బికాస్ ద డెమన్స్ వర్ దేర్ ఇన్ ద విసినిటీ యు డెవలప్ దిస్ డెమోనిక్ క్వాలిటీ.
కనుక మనం స్థలం కూడా గుర్తించాలి.
దేర్ఫోర్ వి హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ప్లేస్ వేర్ వి లివ్.
దేశకాల పరిస్థితి ప్రభావం చేత స్థలములు కూడా మనం గుర్తించాలి.
బేసింగ్ ఆన్ ద టైమ్ అండ్ స్పేస్ వి హావ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ క్లియర్లీ వేర్ వి స్టే.
అప్పుడు రాక్షసుడు మారినాడు.
దెన్ దే కుడ్ ట్రాన్స్ఫార్మ్ దెమ్సెల్వ్స్.
మనం తిరిగి అయోధ్యకు పోనక్కర్లేదు.
Let's not go back to Ayodhya.
నీవు ఇచ్చిన మాట ప్రకారం 14 సంవత్సరములు కూడా అరణ్యంలోనే జీవించాలి.
I'll fulfill the promise. I'll abide by the promise given. I'll stay in the forest for 14 years.
ఆ విధంగా ఒకరి మాటను ఒకరు స్థల మహత్యమును గుణమహత్యమును గుర్తించుకుని వర్తించుకుంటూ వచ్చారు.
That's why each one supported the other. In full understanding of the effect of the place, in full awareness of the qualities they uphold.
రామాయణంలో ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క నిజమైనటువంటి క్యారెక్టర్ మరి ఏ దేని అయింది కూడా లేదు.
ద క్యారెక్టర్ యాజ్ ఎంబాడీడ్ యాజ్ రిప్రజెంటెడ్ రామాయణ ఈజ్ నాట్ నోటీస్డ్ ఎనీవేర్.
రామాయణం అంటే ఏదో హాస్యంగా చూసుకుంటారు కానీ
వి కన్సిడర్ రామాయణ
భారతీయుల యొక్క హార్ట్ రామాయణము.
రామాయణ రిప్రజెంట్ ది వెరీ హార్ట్ ఆఫ్
అట్టి భారతీయుల యొక్క హార్ట్ ను మనం గుర్తించుకోలేకుండా పోవటము ఇది ఏ పెద్ద కష్టములకు మూల కారణం.
For all the difficulties we are facing today, the main cause lies here, that we have not understood.
ఎక్కడ ఉండినాము బాధలు తప్పినవి కాదు.
You cannot escape difficulties wherever you go.
అడవులు యందున్నా.
You may be in the forest.
ఆకాశమునున్నా.
You may be in space.
పట్టణమునున్నా.
You may be in the city.
పల్లెనున్నా.
Or a village.
గుట్ట మీదనున్నా.
A mountain top.
కట్టేటబడి ఉన్నా.
Or in a deep sea.
దిక్కులేని వారి దేవుడవును.
Only God who will come to your rescue, nobody else.
కనుక ఇట్టి భగవంతుని యొక్క తత్వాన్ని గుర్తించుకున్నటువంటి వారికి ఈ సత్యం అర్థమవుతుంది.
Those who understand the nature of God would experience this truth.
One of Bhagwan's concluding remarks of this particular discourse were, you must lead your lives taking Rama's life as your ideal. Whenever someone questions you, where is God? Your spontaneous reply should be, God is immanent in me as the divine Atma. You are verily the divine Atma. There is none other than the Atma. That Atma is also referred to as consciousness. You should follow your Antar Atma, that is conscience. Keep away from bad thoughts. Don't worry when you get such bad thoughts. They just come and go. You should not give importance to them. It is natural that when you are functioning in this objective world with your senses, bad thoughts trouble you. There are 6 enemies to a human being in the form of kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada and matsarya. That is desire, anger, greed, delusion, pride and jealousy. These 6 enemies will lead you into bad ways. On the other hand, the 5 human values of satya, truth, dharma, righteousness, shanti, peace, prema, love and ahimsa, non-violence are your good friends. Develop friendship with them. If you make friendship with good people, you will be called good boys. Otherwise, you're bad boys. You should not get a bad name for yourself. You should get good name for yourself and your parents. Your parents must be having high hopes for you. Hence, make them happy. The Veda exhorts you, Matru Devo Bhava, Pitru Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atithi Devo Bhava. Revere your mother, father, preceptor and guest as God. Obey the commands of your parents, then only you will become sacred and your life will be sanctified.
ీరకం మనో వినాశపూరకం సదాశివం భజామి.
Another day of Atirudra Mahayagna dawned and Swami had another message to impart on us. On the 15th of August 2006, Swami spoke on karma. Swami said, and I quote, "What is karma? Is it the action that we perform? Karma is the cause of man's birth, his life on earth, and his ultimate death. The very existence of man depends upon karma. There can be no human life without karma. Spiritual practices like yajnas and yagas are also forms of karma. The welfare and well-being of the world depends upon these spiritual practices. The very basis of the world is karma. Therefore, everyone must necessarily perform karma. You should strive to attain God realization by doing your duty. As the action, so is the result. No one can escape from the consequences of his actions. Karma does not mean merely the actions that we perform with the limbs of our body. Even the process of breathing constitutes karma." He then shared a beautiful story of how even the Pandavas had to undergo karma. And here is that story in Swami's own words.
God tests.
Test, not test.
We should not take it as mere test. Take the test as the taste, says Bhagavan.
Kanaka Bhagavantuni parichaya anni kudagunu kevalamu oka vidhamainatundi test tho kudinatundi ve.
So every test of Bhagavan should be a test to everybody.
Kanaka atani peru parichitudu ani peru pettadu.
Because he was tested, he is named as Parikshit.
Aa parichitude,
that very Parikshit,
katta ganapatiki రాజు అయిపోయాడు.
Finally, he could become the king.
అటువంటి రాజును ఎన్ని విధములుగా కాపాడుతూ వచ్చాడు కృష్ణుడు.
And that Parikshit king was protected by several ways by Krishna.
పరిచితుడి పట్టాభిషేకం కట్టి.
And Parikshit was coronated.
ఇది ఎవరికి ఏ దేశం నందు కూడా ఏ రాజ్యం నందు కూడా వచ్చి జరిగారు.
Such a thing never happened in any country, in any kingdom.
అర్జునుడు వచ్చాడు.
అర్జున కే.
నాయన, కృష్ణుడు బాగున్నాడా అని అడిగింది కుంతీదేవి.
Because Kunti was, "Son, is Krishna fine?"
అప్పటికి కృష్ణుడు కూడా పోయాడు.
By that time Krishna already left.
కృష్ణుడు లేడు.
Krishna is no more.
అప్పుడు వాడు చాలా బాధపడి.
They were crying.
కృష్ణుడే మా యొక్క ప్రాణము.
Krishna is our life.
కృష్ణుడే మా యొక్క ధైర్యము.
Krishna is our courage.
కృష్ణుడే జీవితము మా పాండవులకు ఎందుకు వ్యర్థము.
Pandava's life is useless without Krishna.
కనుకనే తమ్ముడికి చెప్పాడు ధర్మజుడు.
ధర్మజా టోల్డ్ హిస్ బ్రదర్,
మరణించినటువంటి తల్లిని తొడపై పండు పెట్టుకున్నాడు.
అండ్ హీ మేడ్ ద బాడీ ఆఫ్ ద మదర్ ద హెడ్ లై ఆన్ ద ల్యాప్.
భీముడికి చెప్పాడు.
అండ్ హీ టోల్డ్ భీమా,
నీవు కర్మకాండ అంతా ప్రయత్నం చేయి.
మేక్ ఆల్ ప్రిపరేషన్ ఫర్ ద లాస్ట్ రైట్.
దేనికోసం?
వాట్ ఫర్?
మేమందరం కూడా అక్కడితో ఇమికిపోతాం.
We would also end our lives.
Arjuna, నీవు ఈ గ్రామం అంతా కూడా చూసుకో.
Take care of the whole of the area.
నకుల సహదేవులకు చెప్పాడు.
He told నకుల సహదేవ,
మీరు ఇద్దరు కూడాను వెంట పోండి.
You also follow him.
ధర్మజుడు లేచాడు.
ధర్మజా గాట
ముందు నడిచాడు.
He was in the front.
అతని వెంట ద్రౌపది నడిచింది.
And ద్రౌపది followed him.
తర్వాత భీముడు నడిచాడు.
Then భీమా.
అర్జునుడు కూడా బయలుదేరాడు.
And Arjuna watching this, he too followed them.
నకుల సహదేవులు కూడా వెళ్ళారు.
Naturally, నకుల సహదేవ also walked along with him.
కానీ
but
ఎవరు చేసిన కర్మ బాలనుభవింపక ఏరికైనను తప్పునన్నా ఏనాడు ఏ తీరు ఎవరు చెప్పగలరు అనుభవించుట సిద్ధమన్నా.
No one can escape from the destiny, from the consequences of one's own karma. None can escape. Who can decide, who can estimate what lies in future?
ధర్మజుడు ముందు పోతున్నాడు.
Dharmaja was proceeding ahead in the front.
కాని స్వర్గద్వారం తెరిచినాయి.
The gates of heaven were open.
అతను ఏనాడు అసత్యం ఆడినట్టుంటాడు కాదు.
He never uttered a lie.
కానీ ఒకనొక సమయం లోపల ద్రోణుణ్ణి కొంతవరకు చంపే నిమిత్తమై అశ్వత్థామ అతకుంజర అన్నాడు.
When Drona was killed, he had to utter a lie. అశ్వత్థామ అతకుంజర.
అశ్వత్థామ అతకుంజర. కుంజర చాలా మెల్లగా చెప్పాడు.
అశ్వత్థామ హత, he said loudly. కుంజర softly.
అనగా ఏమి గుర్రం చచ్చింది అని చెప్పి చెప్పలేదు. అశ్వత్థామనే చచ్చాడు అన్నాడు.
And he did not mention that it is Hans that died, but he mentioned the name of Ashwatthama loudly.
Ashwatthama chachinadu ani cheppi ee Dronuni pranam povatam valla ee papamu tirigi vadigattindi.
Because Drona died instantly on listening to the death of Ashwatthama, and that is the sin committed by Dharmaja.
Kani konchi kalamu athanu aa narakamlone unnadu.
Therefore he had to stay there in hell for some time.
Inta dharmamunu anusarinchinatuvanti oka dharmajudiki నరకమా ప్రాప్తి అని లోకులు అనుకుంటారు.
పీపుల్ ఫీల్ ఇస్ ఇట్ జస్టిఫైయబుల్ దట్ ధర్మజ హ్యాడ్ టు స్పెండ్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ హెల్ ఫాలోయింగ్ పాత్ ఆఫ్ రైచియస్నెస్ త్రూ అవుట్.
కనుక తాను అనుభవించక తప్పదు.
హీ హ్యాడ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దట్.
అతను ఉండినంత వరకును ద్రౌపది భీముడు అర్జునుడు నకుల సహదేవులు అందరూ కూడా ఆ జైల్లోనే ఉన్నారు.
సిమిలర్లీ ది అదర్స్ ఆల్సో ఫాలోడ్ ద సేమ్ స్టేట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ హెల్.
వారందరూ ఆ జైల్లో ఉన్నంత వరకు జైల్లో ఉన్నటువంటి యొక్క ఈ జైలర్స్ అంతా కూడా చాలా సుఖపడ్డారు.
సోలం పాండవర్స్ వర్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ ఆఫ్ హెల్. ఆల్ పీపుల్ వర్ హ్యాపీ విత్
పాండవులు. పంచప్రాణముడు
అండ్ ది ఫైవ్ పాండవర్స్ ఆర్ ది ఫైవ్ లైఫ్.
పంచపాండవులు వారి వెంట ఉండినప్పుడు వారికి ఏం భయం.
అండ్ ది ఫైవ్ లైఫ్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ బ్రెత్స్ ఆర్ విత్ యూ. యూ డోంట్ నీడ్ టు బి అఫ్రైడ్ ఆఫ్ ఎనీథింగ్.
తర్వాత ధర్మజుడు వెళ్లిపోయారు. అతనితో పాటు ద్రౌపది అర్జున సహదేవులంతా కూడా వెళ్లారు.
అండ్ హీ వాస్ ఫాలోడ్ బై ద్రౌపది భీమ అర్జున నకుల సహదేవ.
ఈ విధంగా ఒక్కొక్క దానికి ఒక్కొక్కటి తప్పింది కాదు.
సో నో వన్ కుడ్ ఎస్కేప్ ఫ్రమ్ ది సీక్వెన్స్.
ఒక్క క్షణము అసత్యం చెప్పడం చేత ధర్మజుడికి జైలు కూడా పడింది.
బికాస్ హీ హాడ్ ఎ లై, జస్ట్ ఎ లై, హీ హాడ్ టు ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్ దిస్ హెల్.
కనుక ప్రతి మానవుడు కూడా కర్మలో ఎందు అనేక రకములైన ప్రతి ఒక్క దోషములు ఏర్పడుతుంటాయి.
ఇన్ ది ఫీల్డ్ ఆఫ్ యాక్షన్ దర్ బౌండ్ టు బి డిఫెక్షన్ అండ్ మిస్టేక్స్.
ఏ దోషం ఏర్పడినప్పటికీ దాని యొక్క ప్రతిఫలము తప్పింది కాదు.
వాట్ ఎవర్ డిఫెక్ట్ ఇట్స్ మ్యాగ్నిట్యూడ్ యూ కెనాట్ ఎస్కేప్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ కాన్సిక్వెన్స్.
కనుక ఆ విధంగా భయపడి చాలా అందరు కూడా నిశ్శబ్దంగా ఉన్నారు.
దేర్ వాస్ టోటల్ సైలెన్స్ బికాజ్ దే ఆర్ వెరీ మచ్ ఫ్రైటెన్డ్.
కానీ జైల్లో ఉండిన వారందరూ పోయి ధర్మజునికి పాదాల పేరు పెట్టారు.
బట్ ఆల్ దోస్ ప్రెసెంట్స్ అరౌండ్ ఇన్ ద హెల్ ఫెల్ అట్ ద ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ ధర్మజ.
మీరు ఇంకా కొంతకాలం మా జైల్లో ఉంటే మాకెంతో సుఖంగా ఉండేది అన్నారు.
ఆల్ అదర్స్ సెడ్ ఇఫ్ యూ వర్ టు స్టే విత్ us ఫర్ సమ్ మోర్ టైమ్ వీ వుడ్ హావ్ బీన్ మోర్ హ్యాపీ ఇన్ యువర్ కంపెనీ.
కనుక మీరు కూడా మాతో పాటు జైల్లో ఉండండి.
సో బెటర్ యూ ఆల్సో స్టే విత్ us హియర్ ఫర్ సమ్ మోర్ టైమ్.
నాయన నేను ఉండడానికి వీలు లేదు.
And he said, it's not possible for me to continue to
be here. మీ జైలు అధికారులు నన్ను పంపుతున్నారు.
The authorities of hell will drive me out of this now.
కనుక నేను ఉండటకు వీలు కాదన్నారు.
So it's not possible for me to continue.
అటువంటిది పంచ పాండవులకే ఈ కర్మ తప్పలేదు.
పంచ పాండవాస్ themselves could not be free from the consequences.
ధర్మస్వరూపులు న్యాయస్వరూపులు Punyaswarupulu.
They are the very embodiments of justice, the very personification of merit, righteousness. They could not be free from consequences.
Draupadi Chustamati.
Nirgunam Niranjanam Nitya Satyamanasam Virasane Sukhanvitam Dhadu Samrakshakam. Nirgunam Niranjanam Nitya Satyamanasam Virasane Sukhanvitam Dhadu Samrakshakam. Yadishwaram Munishwaram Yajamyaham Maharnisham Namamitam Maheshwaram Smarami Sai Shankaram. Namamitam Maheshwaram Smarami.
Earlier saw how Swami could make abstract spiritual philosophies sound simpler through his anecdotes. Likewise, one can see how Swami graciously shared stories from the timeless epics almost every day of the yajna, so that we all can relate to it better, so that there is clear understanding for one and all. Now let us see what story Swami shared with us on the 16th of August 2006 and the learning that saw the light of the day. Swami says, and I quote, "We are born out of and depend upon food. We cannot live for a moment without food. From where does this food come? It emanates from Lord Shankara, whose nature is infinite, who is unique, and whom neither the words can describe or the mind can comprehend. All the objects that we see in this world are the creation of God. All that is visible in the past, present and future is God's creation. Mother Parvati is the only individual who realized this truth. Before she married Shankara, all the devatas, that is all the celestial beings, approached her and questioned her. They asked, 'O Gauri, O Mother Parvati, you are very young and Sambashiva is old. He rides a bull and is constantly on the move. He is adorned with snakes. How did you court him? Don't you know all this? He has no house of his own and sleeps in the burial ground.' Thus they confronted Parvati with these discouraging arguments and tried to dissuade her from marrying Lord Shiva. And Parvati replied, 'You're all seeing the outward appearance of Lord Shiva and are deluded to think that it is his real form. You're not able to realize his true nature, which is abhautika, that is beyond the physical form, alaukika, that is other than worldly, and shashvata, that is eternal. You are concerned only about the beauty of the physical form and the wealth and prosperity in the worldly sense. Your vision is limited to the body, mind and intellect. Hence you are able to see only the physical aspects of Lord Shiva. You're not able to visualize his subtle nature imminent in him, namely divinity. He is neither the body nor the mind. His form resembles that of a linga. However, that linga is not visible to anyone. It is located in his kantha or throat. I am the only one who has seen his true form. That is why I want to marry him. You are able to see only the physical form, that too to a certain extent. But God is not limited to this form. He is anoraniyan mahato mahiyan. That is, he is subtler than the subtlest and vaster than the vastest. When you are able to visualize that cosmic form, you will not at all think about the physical form. You will not be concerned with his age. Lord Shiva, whom I am going to marry, is not the one begging for alms. In fact, he gives alms to all. Thus said Parvati to all her critics. And exactly at that moment, Lord Shiva manifested before her. He appeared very beautiful and young, in fact, more youthful than Mother Parvati herself. Lord Shiva and Parvati are a perfect match to each other. The devatas were dumbfounded. Swami continues to say, thus people are deluded to think something, but what ultimately happens is altogether different. Not all people can realize the inner truth. Worldly people aspire for physical beauty and happiness. But a truthful nature is essential to recognize the embodiments of truth. No one can describe the nature of divinity as this and that. Unquote. Similarly, another Chinnakatha followed on the 18th of August 2006, and so said Bhagwan. He said, and I quote, Ubhaya Bharati was the wife of Mandana Mishra, a great scholar in Vedanta. She was a realized soul. One day, Ubhaya Bharati was going along with her disciples to the river Ganga to take a bath. On the way, she observed a sannyasi who was relaxing with a dried bottle gourd under his head. He was using this as a container for storing drinking water, so he was mindful of it. Now, Ubhaya Bharati saw this sannyasi's attachment to that bottle gourd and said to her disciples, look, this man calls himself a sannyasi, but he is attached to a bottle gourd and that is keeping under his head as a pillow. Now the sannyasi heard this comment but did not utter anything then. While Ubhaya Bharati and her disciples were returning from the river, he threw away the bottle gourd in front of them in order to demonstrate that he was not attached to it. Observing his action, Ubhaya Bharati remarked, oh, I thought there was only one defect in him, namely abhimana, that is attachment. Now I realize that he has another defect, which is ahamkara or ego. How can one with abhimana and ahamkara become a jnani and sannyasi? Now, her comment was an eye-opener for the sannyasi. He expressed gratitude to Ubhaya Bharati for imparting true knowledge of renunciation to him. Ubhaya Bharati then explained to him further. She said, the whole world is illusory. Several objects in this world are attracting man, but they are not outside. They are all the reflection of one's inner thoughts. They are created by man himself. You develop attachment to the physical body. Later on, you yourself will discard the body. You are the one who develops attachment to the body, and you are again the one who will discard the body. Developing attachment to the body or discarding it, both are the result of your delusion. You are developing dehabhranti, or that is body delusion, instead discard dehabhranti and develop daivabhimana, that is attachment to divinity. The body is a temple of God. Consider the indweller in the body as Deva Deva or the Supreme Lord. Unquote. Dear listeners, Swami had told us time and again how he took a human form so that we could see for ourselves what heights we could scale despite and in spite of human limitation. Likewise, stories like these of gods, saints and seers from different ages help and guide us equally in our path to liberation. While speaking on the 19th of August 2006, Swami said, "Tomorrow this yajna will come to a close." But not the mantras. The mantras are eternal. They are not associated with the gunas, attributes, but are nirgunam. They are nirgunam, niranjanam, sanatanam, niketanam, nitya shuddha buddha mukta nirmala swarupinam. That is, they are attributeless, they are pure, they are the final abode, they are eternal, they are unsullied, they are enlightened, they are free, and they are embodiment of sacredness. Such mantras will always be ringing in our ears. A Ritvik is one who is always associated with the mantras. The Ritvik is not separate from the mantras. Devoid of the mantras, the Ritviks have no existence at all. Mantras like these will be chanted by only a few fortunate ones. Are there not any number of Ritviks in this world? But only 132 Ritviks could be a part of this Atirudra Mahayajna. And then Swami addressed the Ritviks and said, "Ritviks, you will derive a lot of benefit from your effort for the last 10 days. You may not be able to realize it right now. Go back to your respective places and contemplate on it calmly. You will surely experience bliss." There are a number of youths among Ritviks. This is a welcome sign. It is our good fortune that the youth are participating in such sacred activities like this Atirudra Mahayajna. I told Vinay, "My dear, we are most fortunate to have such Ritviks." Swami then went on to remark on the yajna conclusion. He said, "These 10 days have passed like 10 minutes. You must have enjoyed your stay here for the last 10 days. Similarly, I am also happy that you are here. Wherever you go, you must contemplate on this divine experience. These sacred moments must be preserved in your memory. It is very important that you realize the uniqueness of this yajna. What is yajna? Is it physical or spiritual? It is a spiritual yajna, not a physical or worldly yajna. This yajna has provided a physical, mental and heartfelt experience which is unique in nature. I have taken care of every minute detail in this yajna, right from the type of dress you have to wear, just as a loving father takes care of everything in respect of his child. I have taken care to provide everything needed by you. I am very sad that I shall be bidding you farewell tomorrow on conclusion of the yajna. I know you are also feeling sad to leave this place. Such intimate relationship between us is real devotion. You cannot leave me and I cannot leave you. I am always with you. Hence, do not spend anxious moments with thoughts like, 'Swami is very far from us in Puttaparthi or Bangalore.' I am with you wherever you are. You have participated in this sacred yajna for your welfare and the welfare of humanity at large. This yajna is not merely for few individuals. It is for the entire world. The mantras chanted here are mixed in the air and spread to the entire universe. These sacred sounds entered our hearts and purified them. Hence, do not think that the mantras chanted in this yajna are confined to only this place. They have spread to the entire world. This yajna is not only for the benefit of India, but to all the countries in the world." Bhagwan then very beautifully reiterated the importance of unity. He said, "There may be difference in the languages spoken in different countries, but there is no difference at all in the bhava or feelings. People of many countries like America, Russia, Africa, etc. have participated in this yajna with a lot of enthusiasm. They are also learning the Veda mantras." And dear listeners, let me play the conclusion of the discourse from the 19th of August 2006. Here is what Swami had to say.
Many such Atirudra Mahayajnas should be held.
This
Atirudra Mahayajna applies to everybody. Atirudra Mahayajna is beyond all considerations of time, space, caste, creed, nationality, gender, color. This applies to all the world over.
ఈ యజ్ఞములు మీరు చేస్తూ చేస్తూ వస్తుంటే ప్రపంచమంతా అది తెర్రోపనే అందరూ ఏకమైపోతారు.
ది పర్ఫార్మెన్స్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సార్ట్ ఆఫ్ యజ్ఞ విల్ యూనిఫై ద హోల్ వరల్డ్ ద వరల్డ్ విల్ స్టాండ్ యునైటెడ్.
పాకిస్తాన్, ఆఫ్ఘనిస్తాన్, అమెరికా, జపాన్, జర్మనీ అన్ని కూడా ఏకమైపోతాయి.
Pakistan, Afghanistan, Japan, America, they will all come together in a spirit of unity.
ఇప్పుడు అమెరికాలో చాలా గొప్ప భక్తులు ఉన్నారు.
There are many, many devotees in America.
ఈ అమెరికన్స్ అంతా కూడాను దానిలో ఋత్వికులు చాలా మంది ఉన్నారు.
There are many Ritviks in America.
మహమ్మడన్స్ కూడా ఉన్నారు.
There are Mohammedans also.
ఒక ఆమె స్వామి పుస్తకం అంతా రాసింది.
A lady has written a book on Bhagavan.
ఆ రిట్రిక్ బుక్ తీసుకుని పోయి వాళ్ళ యొక్క అమెరికా గురువుకు ఇచ్చింది.
షీ హాస్ హ్యాండెడ్ ఓవర్ హర్ వర్క్ టు హర్ గురు ద ప్రిసెప్టర్.
అతను దీన్ని చూచి కంటిదారులు కార్చారు.
అండ్ హర్ గురు స్టార్టెడ్ షెడ్డింగ్ టియర్స్ గోయింగ్ త్రూ ద బుక్.
ఇంత అదృష్టమైనటువంటి యొక్క భావము మాకు కలిగించాలి.
అండ్ ద గురు సెడ్ ఐ టూ షుడ్ హ్యావ్ సచ్ ఎ రేర్ ఫార్చ్యూన్.
ఆ బుక్ ఇప్పుడు వాడు అక్కడ ప్రింట్ చేస్తున్నారు అందరికీ అందించాలి.
And there in America, this book is printed and well circulated all over the country.
Kanuka manamu deshananta ekam cheyali.
We should bring in the spirit of unity in this country.
Unity in divinity.
Unity is divinity. Unity in divinity.
Chudandi ippudu manam bharat deshamlo ani enni vidhamainatundi oka pedalu kalugutunnayi.
For instance, in Bharat there are so many differences.
ఇంతకు ముందు ఒక్కటిగా ఉన్నటువంటి ఒక మెడ్రాస్ స్టేట్ అంతా రెండుగా మారిపోయారు.
ద కాంపోజిట్ మెడ్రాస్ స్టేట్ ఇస్ డివైడెడ్ ఇంటూ టూ.
మెడ్రాస్, ఆంధ్ర రెండు అయిపోయాయి.
ది కాంపోజిట్ మెడ్రాస్ స్టేట్ టుడే ఇస్ ఇన్ టూ స్టేట్స్, మెడ్రాస్ తమిళనాడు ఆన్ వన్ హ్యాండ్.
ఆంధ్రా వచ్చేటప్పటికి త్రీ ఆంధ్ర తెలంగాణ రెండు వేలు అయిపోయారు.
ఆంధ్ర తెలంగాణ ఇస్ ప్రిపేర్ టు గో అవే.
అప్పుడు తెలంగాణ కూడా ఇప్పుడు మళ్ళీ డివైడ్ అవుతా ఉంది.
Now there seems to be division even in Telangana.
Kaga mukkal mukkal cheyatam goppatanam kaadu.
Segmentation, fragmentation is not a healthy thing.
Cheyatam chaala goppatanam.
Unity, unification is greatness.
Unity ekkada undino?
Where there is unity,
akkadane purity untadi.
There is purity.
Purity undi nagarine divinity vastundi.
Where there is purity, there is divinity.
Kaduka aa unity ki manamu ainaatundi prayatnam cheyali.
Therefore, we should make every sincere effort to achieve
this. Innavache pillal lopala Russians unnaru, Americans unnaru, Iran boy kuda unnadu.
You must have noticed yesterday, three boys, one from America, one from Russia, another little boy from Iran.
Kanuka ee vidhamainatundi oka vishayannu chakkaga meeru gurtinchi dinni ekkuva abhivruddhi parchali.
Understand these subtle points that you are seeing here. See that these things are spread in the vicinity wherever you
మీ అందరి ఎందు కూడాను అంతో ఇంతో భేద బుద్ధి ఉంటే దీన్ని తీసి పారవేయండి.
Even if you have fraction of differences or dual opinion, sacrifice it, give them up.
ఏకంగా చేర్చకండి.
Make it one.
అందరూ brothers and sisters.
Consider everybody all as brothers and sisters.
అప్పుడే దీనికి తగినటువంటి విలువ కలుగుతుంది.
Then only there will be true value for all these things that we do.
Welcome back, dear listeners. With this, we come to an end of this week's show. Hope you enjoyed listening to Glory of the Atirudra Mahayajna and the message Bhagwan conveyed to us during each of the days of the Yajna. Any feedback for the show can be mailed to listener@radiosai.org. So this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Until I see you next week. Jai Sai Ram.
Om Tryambakai Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarukamiva Vandhanam Mrityor Mukshedamamrutat Yo Rudra Agnau Yo Apsuya Oshadeshu Yo Rudra Vishra Bhuvana Vivesha Tasmai Rudra Yanamo Astu తముష్టు హిజస్విషస్సు ధన్వాయో విశ్వస్య క్షయతి వేషజస్య Yakshva Mahesau Manasaya Rudram Namo Vedeva Masurandu Vastya Ayam Me Hasto Bhagavad Ayam Me Bhagavattaraha Ayam Me Vishvabhesha Joyagam Shiva Vimarishanaha Yete sahastra mayutam pasha mrityo vatya jahantave Tāya yajyasya bhaya jāsarvāna vaja jāvahe Mrityo vesvaha mrityo vesvaha Om namo bhagavate rudraya vishnave mrityam me pāhi Pranānāṁ grandhirasi ruddho māviśāntakaḥ tenānena apyājasva sadāshivam Om shānti shānti shāntihi
Siva 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 Yanarada Jiva Chinta Lella Vati Kona Manara
Siva 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 Yanarada Siva Chinta Lella Vati Kona Manarada
Siva 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 Yanarada Chinta Lella Vati Kona Manarada
Shiva Shiva Shiva
Yana
Radhani
Chintala Vapi Kona Manarada Shiva Metti Jagamanta Avani Sukham Bula Kalla Dedunuku Avani Kimi Gineni Adile
Shiva 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 Yana Radha Shiva Chintala Vapi Kona Manarada
Kattuboka Uri Vari Suddhu Lante Miru Siddha Maudure Tadu Siddha Toda Muddu Muddu Ganu Bhagavat Muddhatanu Chetku Veda Vatikada Nundarela Yodhya Vula
Shiva 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 Yana Radha Shiva Chintala Vapi Kona Manarada
Hitta Motsu Chetta Panu Lanni Jena Nimmo Yishwaru Nindu Chinchinada Chettu Koni Chetu Lara Telvi Inkanena Miru Takke Deka Ali Bhajana Chayana
Shiva 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 Yana Radha Shiva Chintala Vapi Kona Manarada
Kani Mani Sini Manu Palu Maru Niru Kani 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 Yunu Kani Vilede Kanamunu Daiva Kani Dini Nuvaga Kanu Lara Makimemi Kutiga Petsala Patalo Nadisina Sutamanu Mutalu Korukunu Kala
Shiva 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 Yana Radami Chitrala Bapi Kona Manarada
Kulu Uga Dorikina Sundara Sayini Tulakana Cheyaga Palu Bommalake Padi Padi Mrokkina Palu Bommalake Padi Padi Mrokkina Vakti Kerajala Tukkat Kudura
Shiva 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 Yana
Shiva 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 Yana Radha Shiva Chintala Bapi Kola Manarada.